Hey man,
Hey.
did you ever have a little make-believe friend growing up?
No, but I could imagine.
Didn't, so you didn't have him as an adult either?
It's a no.
Oh, yeah, me either.
Sure you didn't.
But anyway, we're going to talk about a little make-believe friend.
Yeah, a new series on Happy Season 2. Wow, so man, okay, so
you
Happy.
binged season one.
I binged season
I'm a little
one
late.
because I was sitting there like, okay, it finally came to Netflix, which is pretty interesting. And I was sitting there like, oh, okay, it seems ludicrous at the most. So if you've seen season one, you already kind of know what Happy's about. We're gonna be talking about season two, episode one. Man, it's so last season. It comes right off. It's really hard to like explain what happy is. Can you try to explain what happy is in
It's
like
a
less than a
concept that when you look
minute?
at the concept, you're like, oh, that'll never
That'll
work.
never work.
But I don't know if it's the writing or those two characters together, Patton Oswalt, who does the voice for
Yep.
Happy, and
Maloney.
Maloney,
Yep.
who plays Nick Sachs, the cop with lots of issues, ex-cop.
Ex-cop with
Ex-cop with lots of
lots of
issues.
issues. Yeah, so this is kind of going right into season two, episode one, a continuation of last season. So if you did watch season
We can tell them
one,
about season one. That's been,
it's been out for a while now. So,
yeah.
at the end, the main mobster got caught, but the main villain did not. Rightfully said.
Yeah, that's right. Because Sunny Shine is still out there.
I was sitting there like, so if you've seen this, the second, this. First episode of second season, I want that Pope outfit that he had. That was
The
amazing.
rainbow colored Pope outfit.
Yeah, so I mean, this is I love the first season. So I was kind of excited when you said, "Oh, hey, season two is coming up," and I was like, "What?" But I don't have cable. But I made it work.
We found a workaround.
We found a workaround. Yeah, somebody has Comcast, and I'm just kind of.
Don't bother Comcast. Don't look into this explanation.
Exactly.
It's all in the up and up, I swear.
It's all I pay him dollars.
It's not a jailbroke fire stick or anything.
Wait, you can do that?
No.
No, of course not. So so this is the second season. It's well, the first like couple minutes, I'm just gonna tell you something. Nuns explode.
Yeah, that kind of threw me. The first few minutes, I'm like, where are we going with
We're going
this?
with this. This
Because the
is
first season was freaking weird.
yeah. So when I actually watched the making of the first season and
Ooh,
then
nice.
the second season online, they said, "Oh, you liked the first season? Second season is going to be way more out there." And if you've seen the first season, how much more out there can you get? And apparently, a lot more.
He was, like you said, he's the ex-cop. He's got a drug, alcohol, violence problem.
Yeah.
His kid gets abducted by the bad guy who is abducting children
Yeah, first season.
and
Yep.
doing weird stuff. And then you have Very Bad Santa. And I love that dude's
So
character.
and then this first season was Christmas.
Yes.
Christmas season. This is going to be an Easter season because they're talking about they were talking to the Pope and then I mean, you're
That
talking
evil-looking Donnie Darko Easter Bunny.
Which of course is the main villain from the first, well,
One of.
one of the villains from the first one comes back out in this BDSM Easter Bunny.
That's the best way to put it.
It's like the gimp from
With rabbit ears.
with rabbit ears. Yeah, it's like I said, it's pretty out there. But yeah, I love the part where he's like, "You're not gonna kill anymore," because it was like, "You're not gonna kill anymore," and like just by accident he kills a bunch of people, and he's like, "I swear I'm not." And I think the one, I mean, if you don't like gore and violence and stuff like that, this is probably not for you, because I love where he's like, because he's trying to kick his alcohol habit, and he's in front of this liquor store just going like this,
So thirsty.
and so thirsty, and then like this biker, not like bicycler. Kind of just like, he goes in the middle of the road, kind of say, "Hey, F off and get out of the road," so like that. And I love the like pretend,
The little glimpse into his
like a little
mind.
glimpse into his mind. And of course, he has an imaginary friend that sees that, and he's all like, "You are imaginary is a very dark place." So I think this is it's a good continuation. Like I said, this is, I don't know where the story is kind of going, but it is only episode one.
Yeah. Well, season one, at the end, he kind of reconciled with his ex-wife and daughter. So he's trying to stay on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, for
so
his daughter.
Yeah, have a relationship with them.
And he's trying real hard.
Yeah, he's trying hard. He's, for the most part,
he's a taxi driver. His name is Muhammad, right? I think. So, yeah. Yeah, that's it's pretty out there. I mean, you're talking about, man, it's just one of those shows. Like, I think we like doing this to ourselves. We like the weirdest shows.
I didn't think I was going to like it when I first watched it on season one. There's another one of those things. Caught up on the DVR. I'm like, well,
what do you want to watch now?
You know, people were talking about this Happy thing, and it was written by Grant Morrison in part, who was a big comic book writer. If you're into comic books, you'll recognize that name. So we'll try it. I watched the first one, and I was like, I don't understand any of this, but I like it.
I like it, yeah.
And I love Maloney.
Yeah, I mean, he plays such a dirtbag so well. And it's like, I think he is having the time of his life playing this character. Man. But it's just, Reprisal from last season, kind of, like, this is going to be kind of spoilery because if you're looking at us to review the first one, then you've already probably seen it. It was kind of surprising that the demon came back from season one to season two. And apparently a lot of Wyoming things. So the mob boss at last season, of course, the son of the...
Scaramucci,
yeah. The son of this mob boss. Apparently this kid got resurrected somehow. Yeah, resurrected. And this demon was inside of him. And this demon went from the kid to the mob boss.
The uncle.
Yeah. The uncle, yeah. Not the boss, but, you know.
I think that family, the Scaramucci family, is cursed to house. Somebody in that family has to house the demon.
Exactly. And it always has to go to a younger generation. So, that prison scene, wow.
I didn't see that coming.
I did not see that coming. And apparently the grandma knows what's up.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody else believes her, but...
she calls the demon out by name.
Yeah. So, it was...
you're in there.
So, at the end... So, the was it the sister from season one?
The mother of the young kid who was possessed.
Came back, and now she's talking to him in the prison scene. And the great-grandmother was all... I love the scene between the great-grandmother and the uncle. Oh. He's like, I have the biggest erection right now kind of thing. You know, you tease and stuff like that. And she's like, you'll never, you know...
The Scaramucci line ends here.
It ends here. You're never going to go into another body. And straight up takes her crocheting needles.
Yeah, the big old knitting needle.
And stabs her right in the ear. And then, like, gets on top of her, just keeps on stabbing. Because these things are sharp, right? And, of course, who's going to take an old lady's needles away? Especially not even going to touch the inmates. So, that was crazy. And it was like, wow. So, it's very bloody. It's very gory. I love the chainsaw scene.
A lot of humor mixed in.
Yeah, a lot of humor. It's not like it's a horror show. It's more
Patton Oswalt.
It's like, like Evil Dead.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah, the same vibe.
Same vibe, Evil Dead. It's not really horror-ish. It's just very violent. So, not meant for kids. So,
don't let your kids watch.
Don't let your kids, even though they see a fluffy little unicorn thingy.
Happy's cute and all, but Nick Sachs is not.
Happy's growing up a little bit.
Well, he got a little
pit hair. Yeah,
pink pit hair.
Pink pit hair. That's a cool punk rock name.
Ooh.
Yeah, pink pit hair.
You guys can have that.
That's exactly. Great. I swear to God, if I see that like copyrighted somewhere, I'm going to lose my mind.
Son of a...
So, yeah, I mean, all in all, it was they're hour long, so, but this is like sci-fi hour long, so like 40 minutes long. But the thing is, me watching it, the time just went by so quick. You didn't even know it was like an hour that passed.
Yeah, it was quick.
Because they give you a lot of information, and it's like... it's like if you give teenagers a bunch of sugar and tell them to write a bunch of things down, and then somebody edits those things down into a story.
So you're saying Grant Morrison was hopped up on...
I'm telling you.
On some Zagnuts.
Maybe methamphetamines more like... Yeah. That's pretty much Zagnuts are in chocolate form.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I liked it. I can't wait till the next one. It comes out Thursday nights?
Oh,
Oh no, so. It comes out Wednesday night for Wednesday, you.
Yeah.
Thursday for me.
On the app, yes, the day after on the app.
Yeah, day after on the app.
Yeah, I love him and Patton Oswalt work so well together.
Yeah,
and I love the fact that he's like the only adult who can see these because he can see other people's imaginary friends.
Which is
too.
Funny because when he picked up his daughter, he saw all those other ones.
That scene was great because one even had the poo emoji. I was like, really? That's your friend?
And then he's all like, well, what's wrong with your friend? What's wrong with your face? You know, it was pretty. It's pretty out there. And I mean, the first season where the kid did the he tortured imaginary friends.
Yeah,
talk about, hey, let's throw something at a wall, see what sticks. Let's have a psychotic kid of a mobster torturing kids' imaginary friends that no longer...
Yeah, he was like killing and torturing other people's imaginary friends. I was like, that's so messed up.
Exactly. But you would have never thought about it, would you?
Maybe that's what happened to your imaginary friend, why you didn't have one.
Exactly. It got tortured to death by the kid from the first Toys movie.
He's just pinned on a wall somewhere dead.
by the first Toys movie. So yeah, I liked it. I dig it. I can't wait. It's going to be, I give it a thumbs up, but it's...
Yeah, this first episode, like you said, they had a lot to do to catch you up from second season.
Second season, yeah. Because what they were saying is that every season is going to be a different holiday.
So yep. What's the next holiday after Easter?
Well, I don't think it would follow actually.
They could do St. Patrick's Day and have a leprechaun killer.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, if it goes
or bring in the actual leprechaun.
Oh, did you see Warwick Davis come back? Oh man, that'd be awesome. But yeah, I'm guessing it was Christmas, Easter, and then most likely it's going to be Halloween and Thanksgiving, the big main ones.
Halloween would be.
Yeah, the Halloween. I think that's what everybody was waiting for is the Halloween one. But Easter is already kind of. I'm kind of liking it because I like that occult stuff. So I guess that Sunnyshine guy is trying to redo Easter, and the Pope's like, I like it.
Make Easter great again. Mega.
Mega. Make Easter great again. That was, I thought that was
I
like.
I didn't know Easter had taken a hit.
Apparently, you know, yeah. Easter's coming up here in a little bit, so I wonder if they're going to coincide anything this year with the Easter. Who knows? It's already been filmed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's our opinion.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It's
only going to get better. I mean, it can't get worse, so. But, what do you guys think? Comment down below on. Do you think we're right? If you haven't seen it, you're going to be quite confused on what we were talking about. If you have seen it, you kind of get those tidbits of what we're saying, and like, it's all over the place. And this is kind of our penance on you watching us watch these things. It's pretty.
Kind of mystery science theater-ish.
Exactly. Yeah, it's we're like, oh my god, can you believe that part and this part? But oh no, good show. You need to watch it because I want a season 3 Halloween.
Highly recommend the show.
Yes, you know, if you don't have sci-fi, talk to somebody who has Comcast and let them use your sci-fi app.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, while you're down there, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. It helps us out a lot. Hit that thumbs up.
Yes, please give us lots of likes. It helps the algorithm.
Algorithm, yeah.
Algorithm.
I think any
Algorithm.
I think any involvement activates.
Comments,
so,
likes,
shares. You know,
yeah, hit that bell icon so you're notified whenever we put up new content.
Yeah, and I think that's it from this week on. God, happy season 2, episode 1. We will see you guys next week. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
Point.
I like pointing.
See you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Or next week or next episode. Anything. We're going to be doing a bunch of these.
We're around. Yes.
It's going to be. He loves editing, so.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
See you. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.